When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Sewing Out Loud, the official podcast of ZD Sewing Studio. Here are your hosts, ZD and Mallory.
Sewing Out Loud.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Mallory Donahue.
And I'm ZD Donahue.
And we are Sewing Out Loud. Right now we're podcasting out loud and we're giving shout outs to the wonderful people who sent us cards for our little card shower while our shop was, while we were closing our brick and mortar store.
Well, we were going crazy.
Yeah, we're still going a little bit crazy. And I'm excited. This card is from Josie of L.A. Finch Fabrics. I don't know if you know that you gave me.
Oh, I didn't realize I gave you that. I would have, though, if I would have
noticed. You didn't realize that. Yeah. Josie, your card's really pretty, first of all. And then her little thing on the inside says let the party commence, and
that's right,
we've been partying. In fact, we're using I've ordered fabric from LA Finch Fabrics for my personal self, and then we're including some black double brushed poly in the sew here box this time around, so yard and half. So if you want the party to come to you, go to sewhere.com/box. Right, who's yours from? Oh my god, you got a novel.
Well, no, yeah, Donna Sue wrote us a novel because,
you got Donna's card.
Yeah, and you know why? Okay. She said, you gave me connection support and my very own fit issue video. Remember when we were on vacation? We were on vacation and Mallory got me out of bed and in my pajamas and her pajamas, we did we do it live or just make a video? I can't remember.
I think we just made a video.
But we sent it to her. Well, that was pretty impressive.
That was before
the podcast.
The self-sewn wardrobe podcast. It wasn't before the podcast.
Oh, we were podcasting.
We were podcasting.
Right, before the self-sewn wardrobe.
It was before all that live
page.
Stuff.
Okay.
And then mine's from Noah. I mean, all of these cards are special. It's so funny because every time I open one, I'm like, oh, yeah, this person's so special. You know, and it's from Noah. And Noah says that he is excited that we've created a community that, you know, he wasn't sure he'd fit in, and he is, and we're having a good time. And I've loved getting to know Noah, and it's kind of funny because Noah used to live in Columbia, and Noah's mom and family still live here. And so it's pretty cool that we get to know Noah.
Right. We know him in the flesh, so to speak.
Yes, exactly.
I have one from Rachel Monger from Lawrence, Kansas, and this card is a blast.
That's hilarious.
So it's Wonder Woman holding open the mouth of like
a dinosaur, dragon, or something.
A monster or something, and she writes on the inside, you've braved the retail monster for so long, it's time for a change. Oh my gosh, Rachel, you know.
You know, did you notice at Common Threads, we were asked to give like advice, and some people gave advice that got framed and displayed.
Did ours?
No. Oh. Your advice of be meaner and charge more did not get framed and displayed.
Where did they frame it?
It was in the front, and some people were like, follow your dreams.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. All that Oprah stuff. Yeah.
I mean, it was good, too, of course. Yeah, but nobody likes your be mean and charge more thing. They don't like my brashness. That's right.
Who are they?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one, too. This is a funny one. Wait till I tell you about this one. Go ahead. I want to hear about yours.
Oh, did you just read it?
I just did. Wonder Woman from Rachel.
Mine is from Patty Poppingay, and she is a customer in the flesh okay, at the shop. She used to come in the shop a lot, and so she says she's wishing us all the best in our new venture. And that means a lot, coming from somebody who, you know,
saw us in the flesh and experienced
from the store.
Experienced us, yes.
We were afraid that people
as
would be mad at us.
Brick and mortar. Okay, so this card is from my next husband, Riley.
Oh, okay.
And it's a unicorn, and the unicorn is spewing out, like, you know, rainbow colors. And then it says, not as awesome as you. And this is the best part. You open it up, and it says, happy birthday, and he has it crossed out. And it says, I like this card too much to leave it behind.
This is some RuPaul make it work. Or what? RuPaul says another thing that I can't say on the podcast. Sorry. Tim Gunn, make it work.
Everybody knows what RuPaul says. So anyway, and he says, build an empire, and with your help, Riley, we plan to.
Yes, absolutely. And then Jackie Bledsoe wrote a card, all of which I cannot
read
on the
podcast. Which is
another
flesh in the
flesh.
Yeah,
in the flesh person.
Oh, yeah. She had a name for us that's explicit.
T-shirt bleeps.
Yeah.
And she says, so it's going to so port. So she said she is looking forward to our new adventure. And we have loved staying in touch with you, Jackie. I love you so much. And I love your card.
This card, is from Postmark Providence, Rhode Island. It's going to be from Renee Maxwell, and it says, one small act of courage is all it takes to start something incredible. So
that was the kind of stuff they framed.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Renee, you would have got yours framed.
Yep.
Mine charge more,
right.
You know, and be meaner, didn't get on there.
Yes.
Which is what everybody's going to do. Nobody's going to follow their dreams. They're going to charge more and be meaner. So I'm just more realistic.
But we did take an act of courage. I don't want to make it seem like we're not liking
and
Renee's
card.
And she
bought her very first baby lock on our recommendation. It says right here. So it says she believes in us.
Well, we are very, I sneezed.
That was a
sneeze. We are very grateful for you, and we believe in you, Renee. Okay, I've got those cards here. All right, so today we're talking about leggings plus, and this is, I'm really excited. Well, we're sitting in the studio. You just swept up.
In our leggings.
In our leggings. Yeah, you just swept
with
up.
Lots of leggings cut out.
That's what I mean.
Oh, my God. There's all these leggings, like, in, you know, some aren't hemmed, some don't have elastic in the waist, some aren't put together at all, some are just notched.
Mom's drafted her leggings, like, 16 times.
I have, like, 44 pairs of leggings. I will never have to make another pair of leggings ever again for myself.
But
we'll pick out the pair I'm going to be buried in.
That's right. We'll pick out your burial outfit. We are finished filming videos with people in them, though.
I can hardly believe it. I can cut my hair now.
Yep, you can cut your hair. You can do a rewind diet. You know, you can get a mohawk.
I've been, like, dying to cut my hair. And the whole, 6 weeks we've been filming, my hair just keeps getting longer and longer.
And we just have some supply videos to film. So our testers know that we're a little behind on schedule. I don't think we're going to be behind on release date, but we were hoping to get it to the testers a little earlier. I thought we'd talk about not just the process of filming, and that might be kind of its own thing maybe one day, but what leggings class is and how we take you through it. I have our outline here. So,
because guess what? I can't find my outline. I can't find my notebook.
That's okay.
It might be in my bed or something. I don't know.
I have it. So leggings class, I thought we'd run through the outline and then just sort of talk about our techniques a little bit. And I just want to say that if you want to, at this point in time, you can pre-order the leggings class. You can go to sewhere.com/leggings and you can order it at a special pre-order price. And then when it becomes available, you'll just be able to see it, you know,
and
immediately.
And this is being taped at the end of June, just so you know.
Yeah.
So anybody's listening of June of 2017.
But still, even if you are listening to this long after leggings class has been released, sewhere.com/leggings will take you to a place where you can buy the leggings class. And what it does is it's going to, we show you how to draft your own leggings. So let's just start out, Mom. Module 1. Intro to the leggings class.
Oh, wow.
This is how this is going. And we have a little video that we made from the EZT class called How to Navigate a Sew Here class, and that's going to be on there.
Right.
So
we're going to reuse that
video. That video is done.
So I think the one thing you need to say is the I think one of the best things about our classes, our video classes, is that they are done in little units.
Yeah. This class has one of the longest videos in it that we've done. Mm-hmm. And I think it's still like under 14 minutes.
Right.
And that's kind of a long one. But we really try to break down the steps, like you said. And so you can watch what you need when you need it. And in that first module, for people like Lonnie, who like to not read through things.
Or trace things, or keep instructions,
or anything
or
like
pay
that.
Attention to anything we say that's worthwhile.
That's right, Lonnie. And I believe Lonnie's pre-ordered the class. So, you know, in lesson two, there's going to be some things you can print out. So even though we've got videos and everything, there are going to be printable materials like supply lists. And we're going to write a little summary of the process, like a little instructional booklet, you know, to just complement the videos.
And, you know, the measuring sheet absolutely needs to be a printout because you know you're measuring yourself and you're wanting to write down those numbers and you want to put them in the right place.
So the measuring sheet's a printout, and I think I think there is going to be a pattern bag label sheet.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Too. So we're including several things that you can print out for this class.
Do you want to tell them about the
now that
the
we
biggie?
Have finally.
Yeah, since we finally got the final today.
This is part of the reason.
Must have been draft 4, 6.
Yeah,
whatever.
We've spent a lot of money getting this thing printed out because we got it printed out so many times.
Yeah, this was supposed to be like, you know, a one-time bam.
Yep,
but it never works out that way if you think that.
But we've got it perfected, and so what Mom's talking about is we'll include this, probably include this a couple places in the class, and this is included in the class. You get to draft your own pattern, and the pattern that you draft that, like, has no seam allowance or anything like that added to it, it's called your sloper. And that is something you're going to keep forever, okay? And you're not going to, like, cut it out, okay? So we have formulated a drafting sheet. It's optional. You don't have to
print this out.
You
can
don't
draft
have to print
on
it out.
Whatever you're used to drafting on.
But what this is it's a big 36-inch by 48-inch piece of paper that you can get printed out at your local copy shop. When I got mine printed at Staples, it cost me $7.92.
Over and over again.
You should only have to print out one, okay? Because you'll use pencil
you'll want to do is you'll want to print out one for every person that you plan on drafting leggings for, probably.
So if you're only doing them for yourself, do that. I mean, if you are, you know, and if you draft leggings for a kid, you don't need to get this printed out.
No.
It's really more of an adult
probably
size.
Well,
thing.
Another thing too is, didn't you say there were services where you can, like, send it to and they print it for even less?
Yeah, there are. I'm going to put together a list of resources where you can, you know, you can research the cheapest option for you wherever you are.
Right.
And it's different in different countries, too. So there's things like that.
But I didn't know that there were services you could just email it to, so to speak, right? Is that what you do? And they do it for you?
Right. Well, I mean, that's kind
mail
of...
Mail it back to you or something?
Yeah, they mail it to you and it can be cheaper. So the reason we've included this sheet is your widest measurement that you use in this class is your thigh measurement. And for most people, that's going to be 20 inches or more.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be wider than a lot of the tracing paper out there. And it can be a lot nicer to draft onto a more substantial piece of paper to start out with. That's wide enough, that's not taped together. And so what this is it's a big gridded piece of paper. It has actually the measurement worksheet on it, too. And it's, like I said, it's optional. We'll include information about that.
And the 46 inches, which I think is what you get out of it, I mean, it's 46 inches long or tall or whatever. Most people are going to fit on that. Now, not some of you guys with really long legs. You may have to piece it or something.
What the 46 inches would be, like where you'd max it out, is your outseam.
Right.
From your waist to your ankle.
Right.
So if your waist to ankle measurement is bigger than 46 inches, you would have to put another piece of paper onto this. But this is the size of paper that, like, the ginger jeans pattern
right.
is printed on. Right. Like, the leg of the jeans fits on there, absolutely. You know? So I was like, this is pretty standard. I mean, I know there are people out there with longer legs, but you'll be able to handle it.
And I envy all of you.
Yeah, we really do.
I would love to have to attach a piece to the end to make my leg longer in my legging.
You know, I hate to say, like, it's better to have certain types of body parts, and, you know, and then long-legged people are like, well, I have trouble finding pants, and I just
well, okay,
if I
but
could
did you
with
see,
longer legs,
did you
smart,
see,
would, okay?
Did you see Nikki at Common Threads?
Oh, my God.
Okay, her long, long leg, she comes up to me, and she goes, you have such good little boobies, and I go, and you have such nice long legs, so, like,
She's not very boobalicious,
no,
is she?
She said, no. I used to think about having some made, and now it's like, who cares? And I go, exactly. I
right.
said, I'm used to my legs, you know.
Well, that's true.
Right.
It's just every time I can't
but
reach
no,
something.
But I just thought it was funny. You
oh,
know,
yeah.
She's envying one part of my body, and I was envying the other part of her body. So
just some mutual envy
right.
going on. So, yeah, the first module of the class is going to be full of important information, Lonnie. And like I said, some people, when we came up with the idea for this drafting worksheet, we were, like, really excited about it. And then a few people were like, I don't want to pay for that. You know, I don't, like, I hate getting things printed. You don't have to. You
nope.
could draft this onto anything.
Absolutely.
You know.
Anything you want.
Tape a bunch of paper bags together if you
can,
want
you
to.
You can tape together Post-it notes. Because
there you go.
I actually did that at one point. But, no, you can. I just thought it was a really neat thing to offer people.
I think it is, too. I mean,
okay, I think we should offer a generic one. This one kind of, it has like a center line, and it's like specific sort of for the leggings. I think we should actually have a generic one we offer.
I think we
otherwise.
Can, there's something that we can offer with the EZT class, too.
Right.
We just have to get them designed. So
right.
anyway, well, we spent a lot of time on that drafting worksheet.
I guess I shouldn't have brought it up.
Oh, well. No, it's a good thing to bring
okay,
up.
Okay, so the next module would be
how to measure.
And this is how to measure for the leggings.
Oh, and just so you all know, I don't know if we said this, but like Made to Measure Leggings class starring ZD Donahue, I'm not in this at all.
Oh, you're not.
No.
Sam is. Sam makes a cameo.
Sam does make a cameo.
Sam has a cameo.
This is ZD's class.
Well, and this is
here.
To prove one reason it's only me.
Uh-huh.
Or only one person. I guess it didn't have to be me. But one reason it's me is to show you can actually measure yourself correctly by yourself. We show you some little tricks.
Okay, this measuring video, and I hate to like get anybody's like expectations
okay.
up a whole lot, but it's super cute. Like, a mom just does some really cool things because you have to take measurements. You have to figure out like where your body parts are, okay? And we use some, like,
which might be
holders.
One reason you want to measure
That's
only
right.
yourself.
That's right. We use some elastics and ponytail holders and stuff to get accurate measurements. So we show you how to measure yourself, and we show you in this module how to use the measurement worksheet.
Right.
Okay, so there are some calculations to do
right.
after you've measured yourself. And
minor calculations, they are written out. It's not a big deal. Don't freak if you don't like math because it's all right there.
Also, this is a knit garment. So we even talk to you a little bit about like cutting corners on the numbers, you know?
Yeah, we do. We round up and round down.
Yeah, we're like, oh, you know. And before we go to message break, okay?
Okay.
Just say that a lot of the fitting issues that people complain about in their leggings, because
right.
I asked on Facebook, I said, what are fitting issues that you come up with? They are just going to be so taken care of when you get to
take
totally
your own
addressed.
Measurements.
Yeah.
They're just addressed.
And there will not be like adjustments. You know what I
well,
mean? Like
okay.
in the traditional sense of the word.
For instance, we were just at Common Threads. We keep
yeah.
bringing this up. And I drafted four people's
legging
patterns. I don't know, like bam, bam, bam. I didn't even have a dressmaker's curve.
Right.
Okay. But now I have drafted millions of leggings.
Mom's really good at drawing
yes.
lines. Yeah, she is. She is.
And, you know, I was measuring them in not the best of circumstances. And everyone put these on and we had no adjustments at all. We were making them basically like they were a wearable muslin. And the next day, two people showed up wearing them.
Yeah, no, and I think part of it's I do want to say part of it's kind of the nature of the garment.
Right.
Now, if we'd been like drafting everyone a princess line shift, okay.
Well, the other thing too is we were measuring and drafting and it wasn't them. So we weren't making any errors that the person who's doing it for the first time might make a measuring or drafting error.
We were more experienced.
Right.
It's also made out of knit fabric.
I'm like, Mallory! I'm yelling across like this big, huge room at Baby Lock.
What's new? Mom's yelling at me across the room.
I got in trouble for yelling a couple times. But anyway, that's why it's sewing out loud, people, because I'm the loud part. But anyway, I'm like, Mallory, calculator. Calculate her depth. Come on. You know, I don't have a calculator in front of me. So it's pretty funny.
Yeah. So they're going to work. Also, we're here to answer questions in the class. You get to comment on the modules and you can ask questions or you can email me. You can ask in the group. A lot of that happens like with the EZT right now too. So we're here for you. And if you buy the class, you will get access to it forever. All the time, whenever you want to watch the videos.
I don't forever.
Because people are, I had somebody email me. I think I emailed back and forth with her like four times. She goes, I want to buy the class, but I don't have time to do it right now. And I was like, oh, that's all right. You'll have it forever. And she's like, but, you know, is there a time period where I'm going to be able to access it and da 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 da? Or what if I watch some modules? And I'm like, exactly. Like, forever.
It's yours. You own it. You own it. We've sold it to you. You own it.
Yep. You get to, I guess you don't own it. That's actually.
Well, yeah. You own.
You have access to
you
it.
You own the access. We own it. You own the access.
Yeah. So you'll have it forever. Okay. Well, let's go to message break and then we'll discuss the drafting and the constructing of the leggings as well. So, Mom, you may have heard that we've sold all of the Sew Here boxes.
Yeah, the last knit version.
Yes, and so we decided we'd have 100 boxes,
right.
And we sold out a couple weeks before we planned to ship them.
Yes.
But so many people have messaged me.
Oh, no.
And they want them.
Oh, no.
That I've decided to reopen ordering.
Mallory, why do you always do what the audience wants? She never does what I want.
Yeah, well, I just thought it was worth
it. If I messaged her and said I wanted an extra Sew Here box, she wouldn't be doing it.
I would say no. Yeah, that's right. So this edition of the Sew Here box that we're promoting here in late June of 2017 is the Stitchin' with Knits edition. And we haven't even really done like a lot of promotion for it.
Okay, but you know what? It is the best box so far.
Are you most excited about?
Maybe it's because I feel like there's a lot of really unique things in it. And the other boxes have been very successful.
People
have been very happy with them.
I've loved them too. And so a few people didn't kind of realize that they were so limited.
They
were selling so quickly. And so if you go to sewhere.com/box, you will see that you're on the Stitchin' with Knits edition. We offer this box internationally and domestically.
Right. So there's a domestic button, right?
It says U.S.
Yes,
and international. That's right.
There's an international button to buy the box.
They are different prices, but the shipping is included in both boxes. There's no added shipping fees if you follow the directions. If you do order your box after June 20th, so this podcast is airing after that.
Right.
You will get your box in mid-July. The first wave of boxes will ship first 100.
First part of July.
Will ship on July 1st. So just keep that in mind. I've already had some more orders. I was thinking about maybe doing like 50 more. So.
Oh. Which means I have to work harder.
That's right. So we have to pack up 50
These
more boxes.
These boxes are not easy. I mean, they're so much fun to plan, everybody.
Yes, they
they're
are.
They're so much fun to plan and do and develop the products. And then you have to pack
them
all.
And then you have to pack 100 boxes.
And that means how many notes are we writing?
That's right. Everybody.
Like so far, we've always written a personal note in every box.
Everybody gets a love note.
I'm getting that. You ever see that thing that Thomas Jefferson had where it was?
Yes. Yeah, it's in that Jefferson in Paris movie.
Right. It was like two pens on an accordion thing.
And he could write the same letter.
He could write two letters at once. I'm going to do that. So if you get duplicate notes and compare them with your friends, too bad.
So this box includes includes lots of tools for sewing with knits. It includes some knit fabric, includes some awesome little mini duckbill scissors, and it's going to include, as always, exclusive Sew Here merchandise that we design and ship out to you that's super special. So if you want to order...
That no one else can ever get.
Yeah, no, and you know, I've tried to be really good about, like,
we haven't. Yep.
It's only in the box.
Yep.
I'm not selling it otherwise. Nope. You know, so box people, you do get something very special. So go to sewhere.com/box and order your Stitchin' with Knits edition while I'm feeling like taking orders.
Yeah, and she changes her mind a lot.
So, that's right.
Sewing out loud.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We're back, and you've been measured.
You've been measured.
Measured module. And the next module is?
Module 3 is about drafting. And this is really the meat. Well, this is really like what we're selling to you, I feel like.
It's the ability to draft your own pattern.
Now, it's actually one of the easiest to film. The hardest to film is the construction, of course. So
anything at the sewing machine, you guys, is the hardest to film.
It is.
Because
so hard.
In order to, you know, you have to have your hands out of the way. You've got to have the right angle of the camera, the lights
lighting
over your shoulder, and then you're casting a shadow. So Nancy Zeman used to, like, talk about this all the time.
She does. She's
like, just try and do that little hem with somebody hanging over to your back, you know.
That's right.
And you're leaning away from the machine versus, you know,
Toward it
like you usually do.
Well, she
your
even
ergonomics
said,
go out the
she
window.
She even said, and then I hold my hand over the spot where I got off because I was, you know, twisted around.
Right.
She's like,
she says, if you see a thumb on the hem, you know, that's where I made the mistake.
Right. And, you know, Nancy can sew. It's hard to sew on camera.
That's right.
So we talk about drafting supplies, and we'll tell you that you can use this drafting sheet. It's nice to also have tracing paper. You will want to have some kind of curve. We recommend the dressmaker's curve.
And there is a module telling you what supplies you need.
That's what I just said.
Oh, yeah.
I think I was like, well,
you
I said
didn't
supplies.
Name the module, did
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I did. Oh. Well, here's the deal. The module's had a draft, and then the lesson is supplies.
That's
okay.
Right. See, okay.
I said that.
Okay.
Yeah.
You didn't say that separately.
Yeah.
We'd like some feedback on this.
There's no way we can rewind and listen.
Mallory's wrong or ZD's right.
Okay. So we talked to you about supplies. And, you know, ZD works in permanent marker as we show you how to draft. Because that's what shows up best on camera. But we love to draft with our chunky mechanical pencils.
Right, chunky mechanical pen.
It's a big old lead that's really easy to work with. Comes with a big
easy
razor.
Easy to hold, easy to find when you lay it down.
It helps you do curves too. I feel like sometimes the thinner mechanical pencil lead can like rip into
right.
some paper, so it's
I
just
agree.
Really nice. And you know, everybody who's gotten one of those in their we sell like a drafting
right.
kit, a physical drafting kit, and everybody's ordered one just loves them. So we like to use that. And yeah, that's you know, a ruler. You need a straight edge. You'll have a tape measure.
And then your dressmaker's curve.
Dressmaker's curve. And then...
Tape measure, did you say that?
I did,
yeah.
Just now.
But like, this will all be in the video, in the class when you buy it.
And then ZD shows you how to draft your pattern. So this is where the meat and potatoes of the class is. She shows you all the points. And there are... We go up to N. A through N. We're looking at the pattern right now. And then you, she tells you what order to go in, how to connect the dots to make it look right. And you then have your legging sloper with no seam allowances, no hem allowances, no waistband added or anything like that.
You have to do all that.
Just the, you know, bare bones of this is what your body kind of looks like mapped out flat.
And this truly is your sloper. This is how you would make any type of legging from this.
That's right. So we're going to have a few different kind of like hacks that you can put together for the leggings. Things like alternate waistbands or seam placements and stuff like that. And you will work from this sloper because it's made to fit you.
Okay. So your sloper is a permanent document.
Yeah, keep it.
Keep it.
Don't cut it up.
Nope.
I mean, you know.
Because you're going to trace over your sloper.
Several times.
Right.
You know, you're going to trace over it when you're like, I want to add pockets and I want to do color blocking and I want
to, you know. I think one of the best things about this is, you know, when Hillary went away to college, mm-hmm. I slopered a sheath dress for her, uh-huh. right? And she would call me up and say, I have a recital. I have to perform, blah, 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 blah. And I had this sloper, and I would just make something, and it would fit her.
Right.
You know, maybe I'd leave the hem out. Sometimes I'd put the hem in thinking it's going to be pretty close,
pretty
and
good.
I can always redo it if I have to. But, yeah, I could have this thing done, and she wasn't living where I was.
That's right. So then we have you trace your pattern, and when you're tracing your pattern, that's where we show you add things.
Right, where you're going to have to add allowance for a hem or a waistband.
Or whatever.
Or whatever, and, you know, you're going to make sure you stay on the straight of grain, and where's the biggest, greatest amount of stretch going to be in this garment, that type of thing.
And you're going to label, you know, the front and the back of the leggings and things like that.
Right. And I show you some of the just little tricks that I do, just like, I guess, almost automatically now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, and sometimes if you're somebody who is a little bit afraid of math, ZD shows you a really good trick.
I show you some non-math methods.
Yeah, some very accurate methods to draft. And then the fourth module is how to construct.
Yes.
And I've got this outline that I have here. It's actually a rough. We've like changed a bunch of.
Those were long days.
Yeah, we changed the order of things, etc. Because
Mallory and I were not on the same page when we started on that part.
I bet a lot of people have had this question floating around in their minds as we've begun this podcast, but I bet a lot of people are asking, do I have to have a serger for this?
No.
That's right. You don't have to have a serger. You can have a serger. You can have a serger and a sewing machine.
And a cover stitch machine.
You can have a serger that also doubles as a cover stitch machine, or a serger and then a separate cover stitch machine. We don't teach you how to sew them by hand.
No, and there is no hack for that either.
I mean,
you can hack away at that all you want.
Yep, we will not be publishing a blog post on that. So keep that in mind. But what we show you is recommended. Try to really break this down, because I think different people have different levels of experience with making knit garments. So we didn't want to be too repetitive.
Right.
For people who are like, I know what stretchy thread is, or I know what stitch to use on my sewing machine.
I know what needle I'm going to use or try or whatever.
Or if someone has a serger / cover stitch machine, we didn't want to make them watch the part about how to finish on your sewing machine necessarily.
Right.
So how we have this broken down, and I hope we did this.
Hope it makes sense.
We talked to you about fabric, what type of fabric to use. That's very important. Okay. And then we also talked to you about, there's a video on how to use a sewing machine to construct these, okay?
Right.
And there's a video that's just the sewing machine and threads to use on the sewing machine.
That's right. And needles.
Yep, and needles. That's right. And stitches, okay?
That's correct.
And then there's a video on, hey, this is the serger, and these are the threads.
And it went a lot faster.
And needles, yes. There's a little less to discuss in what threads and needles to do on the serger. So those are just kind of discussion videos, technique videos, theory. That's theory. The theory videos. Okay.
Leggings theory.
Leggings theory. And then there is a video called Constructing Leggings the ZD Way.
Yes, there is.
ZD has an ovation, right?
I do. Maybe that's I have an enlighten also.
Yes. So we show you.
If I could, if I had room, I'd have them all. But go ahead.
It would be so nice just to have like two ovations set up I all know. The time. Well, I do like that four thread serger though. The foot's a little narrow.
No, I like the four. I like that enlightened boy. But if I was going to a desert island.
That's right.
I would take my contact lenses and my ovation.
There you go. Yes. And then we have another video, since not all of you have a combination serger and cover stitch machine, that kind of fills in the gaps of what you could do with your sewing machine.
We did double needle.
Yep. Yeah. So that's called alternate finishing technique. So we say, hey, you'd seam together your leggings on the sewing machine, and then you'd put the elastic
and
in
this Lonnie,
way.
You don't have to watch any of them, and then you can ask us questions about it, and then we'll tell you to go watch them.
Yep, and then we'll link to the videos, okay, Lonnie? And then... Wrap-up conclusion. Did we do that?
We haven't done wrap-ups.
Oh, shoot.
So you lied about...
I did that, lie.
That's all right. That we know when we're doing that stuff on Friday.
That's right. We've got
Wrap-up will be just little things that you've asked along the way or that I want to address, that I know people come up against when they do this, where they think their waist is and where they want their waist might be two different things. So we're going to talk about that. Just it's sort of like almost like frequently asked questions in a way.
Like an FAQ section. Yeah. And of course, we'll say that to be more safe than sorry that you should watch all videos and consume all materials before making your leggings, even though I know that's not what everybody does. All
Lonnie.
The time. Okay. I hope we always like Lonnie.
I know. What if Lonnie leaves us? We're in trouble.
That's leggings class. So that's what you'll be getting is, and you know, when we talk about our online classes, I'm like, if somebody publishes a sewing pattern, they give you the sewing pattern, and there are sew-alongs and stuff, nowadays and stuff. But you know, in the olden days, the patterns used to just be like, finish as desired.
That's right.
Bye. You know.
Right.
and we really do. I think we kind of dig into the nitty gritty.
Lengthen or shorten here.
Bye-bye. Yep, exactly. So I think we do dig into the nitty gritty of this. And
what's so funny is it's really simple. It's very, I don't know if it's simple, it's straightforward.
I don't think it's a technique that gets like widely circulated.
Right.
You know what I mean? As widely as... Okay, if you design a sewing pattern and you go to sell it, the marketing of it is much more similar to, like, normal catalog marketing. Like, see this dress.
Like, here's the style.
It's almost like you're
buying. I'm selling you a style.
Yeah, I'm selling you a style. Whereas we're selling, like, this knowledge.
We're selling you a fit.
Yeah, and we're selling you something that's going to fit you. And it's a different kind of thing, you know?
Well, I sometimes feel bad on the self-sewn wardrobe when people are asking questions about patterns and how would you adjust this pattern and how would you, or, and they'll like, you know, refer to the floozy doozy pattern. Right?
Yeah, right.
Somebody's specific pattern. And I'm thinking, well, I wouldn't even use that. I'm at this point in my life, I just don't use that many
patterns.
Right. You know, patterns I'm drafting and I don't have to make those adjustments.
Right. And there are a few patterns that we use and that we're familiar with, but that is kind of the beauty of the group, that there are people who are like, I made this, you know, so we do have that kind of, you know, brain to pick there. But yeah, sometimes I'm like, oh, I don't, somebody was making some leggings and, you know, I think you and I were actually kind of an easy fit on the leggings.
Well, you know what was funny when I was drafting all those other leggings and I was like, ooh. Are these measurements right?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever come up where somebody's front rise and back rise were exactly the same.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I hope we're going to cut this out and it's not going to fit this woman.
Right, yeah. Right.
And they were perfect.
Yeah, so.
That's what it just made me get more excited.
Well, and it made me think, okay, you know, people can actually have trouble with this. Like, getting these to fit.
Right.
Like, if that woman had bought a commercial leggings pattern,
well, that's why she said. She came to you and said, Mallory, you and ZD have to make me leggings. you know, and I thought she was kidding.
No, I was looking at her and I thought, oh, I bet anything fits you.
Right.
You know,
right.
And nope, not true.
Well, and then, you know, since you're big and huge and pregnant, you know, the leggings you've made that fit.
Right.
It's so nice.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah, and they're very comfortable. And actually, I didn't think I'd ever be such an advocate for this fabric, this double brushed poly. I love it. I'm wearing
it right now.
Well,
it truly is baby skin, honestly.
Well, okay,
it is just so smooth.
I've washed and dried it.
Yeah.
And it's not quite as baby skin as the first day I cut them out, but it's still nice and substantial.
I don't know. I think it gets softer.
I just love it. Yeah. I just love it. I love these freaking leggings made out of this double brush poly. So if you want to sew here box, go to sewhere.com/box. It's all about stitching with knits, and we include this knit fabric this time. Okay, Mom, you got anything else to add about leggings class?
Well, hopefully I will cover it in that module that you forgot we didn't
film.
Yeah,
I didn't write that down in the Trello, but it is in this notebook, so there you go. And if you want to order the leggings class, like I said, you can pre-order it. We plan on releasing it on July 15th when it will go up to the normal price. And so if you go to sewhere.com/leggings, you can pre-order it today. And you can find us on Instagram, we're ZD Sewing Studio. And you can email me with any questions at mallory@sewhere.com.
So long and so happy.
Thanks for listening to Sewing Out Loud. For even more expert sewing advice, visit sewhere.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.